Thoughts on Mark. Mark chapter 15, verses 42 to 46. Joseph. And of course, I put it in brackets, and Nicodemus, although he's not mentioned in our text, I think he must come into this account here. Certainly, it's Joseph. 42 to 46. It was the preparation day, that is, the day before the Sabbath. So, as evening approached, Joseph of Arimathea, a prominent member of the council, who was himself waiting for the kingdom of God, went boldly to Pilate and asked for Jesus' body, and so on. What do we have here, then? Well, this man Joseph, rather like Nicodemus, a member of the Sanhedrin, the Jewish council. He's a prominent, important man. He's a Jew. He's a Jewish ruler. He's a man, I should say, verse 46. So Joseph bought some linen cloth and took down the body and wrapped it in linen, the body of Christ, and placed it in the tomb and so on. He's a man of some substance, some wealth, some importance. A man who was indeed a spiritual man in the same ilk as Nicodemus. We read in verse 43 that he was waiting for the kingdom of God. He's of the ilk of Simeon and Anna. You remember that in Luke chapter 2, 25 to 38. Waiting for the kingdom. Looking for the redemption of Israel. Looking for the Messiah, the anointed one. Now this Joseph had gone further. He'd actually followed and believed and trusted Christ according to John 19:38. But we know that he was a secret believer. We know that he was afraid of the Jews, and he had kept quiet. He'd hidden his light under a bushel. Nicodemus, too, you remember, had come by night to Christ. But Nicodemus had not voted with the council. We know that in Luke 23, and we know in John 12, and so on, these men had, Nicodemus had stood out, but they were secret, hidden believers. They lacked courage. Let's come back to Joseph here. He lacked courage in Christ's life. But now, at the last, the two of them, here we have Joseph, but Nicodemus is with him. They come and they speak up. They stand forward. They want the body of Christ. They nail their colours to the mast at the very end. They risk, certainly, and almost certainly, God, ridicule and rejection, and it could even be that they were excommunicated from the synagogue. And so these two timid, secret, frightened believers, Nicodemus had spoken up in John 7 and so on just a little, but these men were timid and secret. They were under tremendous pressure, and they seemed to lack the courage to come out openly for Christ. But nevertheless, they were there at the end. Now the women wanted to anoint the body of Christ with spices. We shall see that in chapter 16 and chapter 14, verse 8 and so on. The women wanted to anoint the body of Christ, but they never got to. They were too late. But this man and Nicodemus did. And they were the ones to bury Christ. And so I want to say this, and without excusing their timidity, without pretending and glossing over and hiding their lack of courage, I'm not encouraging that at all. It's very sad. But nevertheless, they weren't the great preachers. They were the background followers. They were timid believers. They were fearful. But they did not stay afraid. They did not stay in the background. They came out openly for Christ, and they possessed one great quality, stickability. Christ died and was buried, and they came out openly in the end. So, is that not an encouragement to anybody listening to me? I'm not excusing our timidity, my brothers and sisters. I'm not excusing our fearfulness, but there is hope for us yet. May God use us in whatever way he will. however fearful, however weak, however poor and timid we might be. Even a mouse can do something for Christ. Though I be a mouse, may I do what I can to serve the Lord Christ. Joseph and Nicodemus did. Of all the disciples, it wasn't Peter, James, or John, no. They would do their part. But so did Joseph, and so did Nicodemus. May that be an encouragement, without any excuse for us. May God bless this thought to us today. Amen.